they talking about you and I living out there, they wouldn't consider anything like that.
Really?
No, no. As a ruler, I probably you'll find people too that are antagonistic to what you're doing this kind of way.
Oh, yeah.
They're scared of them.
That's true.
Scared of you.
Yeah.
Not knowing you. It doesn't bother me now because I understand things like that. And not only am I doing it because somebody has to do it.
Yeah.
You got a job to do. And it is you have, and I'm sure you appreciate whatever help you get from the public.
Uh-huh.
But a lot of them don't want to be bothered.
That's true. A lot of people, you know, they think you're from the...
You're trying to get something out of them.
Yeah, you're a spy, or you're going to sell it, or something. Yeah. And, you know, you tell them what's about, and show them the stuff and all, and they still don't trust you, you know?
So many door-to-door salesmen come around to people's houses, but they have to see what you got, then later on they come back with some other reasons.
Yeah, right. Sure. My parents' house was robbed when I was a small child, and that's how they did it. You know, they came around first door-to-door.
You know, we never lock our house.
Really?
I never lock my... I stopped locking my shop when I was in that, because the nigga kids, when they go to church Sunday mornings, they come in the yard, you want to go in there.
Oh, uh-huh.
They can really do some damage.
Yeah, they could.
Otherwise, we never lock the house at night.
Uh-huh. Well, that's nice.
If we get killed, that means our time was up.
Uh-huh. Yeah, yeah.
When we drove to Lubbock in 1936, we didn't lock the house.
Uh-huh.
If they want to get in there, they get in anyhow. Lock won't stop a burglar.
That's true, yeah.
And we have got nothing to lose.
We never lock our car if there's nothing in it because, you know, why should they knock out a window to find out there's nothing in it anyway?
They get in there if they want to get in there.
Yeah.
So here in Shulberg, I don't lock my car, but if I go in a strange town, especially Houston, I lock my car.
Yeah, we lock our house in Dallas because, you know, Dallas is...
If you want to get in there, they get in there. No problem.
That's true. They can find a way if they want to get in. Let's see. Oh, what would you call a real heavy rainstorm? We had a real heavy rain. What would you call that?
Got out and go.
Okay.
Pay attention to that.
Let's see. If it's been cloudy and the clouds start to go away and it's, you know, it starts
clearing up.
Okay. What if it's been clear and it's the clouds start to come?
It's clouding up.
Okay.
That's what we call it, yeah.
You know,
fog.
Okay. And if there's a lot of fog, you'd look outside and you'd say, boy, it sure is
foggy.
Okay. What if you don't get any rain for weeks and weeks and weeks and weeks?
You try to have a dry spell.
Okay. Any other word for it?
Drought.
Okay. And are droughts and a dry spell the same thing, or is one longer? Or?
Well, what I wouldn't say is, a drought would be long. It could last 2 or 3 years in some areas.
Uh-huh.
Dry spell is mostly locally, or maybe 2 or 3 months.
Uh-huh.
1925 was a real dry year, God Almighty.
Really? Hmm.
And this year wasn't too wet either. Toward the last, we got a lot of rain, but for a long time, 1970 was pretty well dry.
Mm-hmm.
People were getting more or less discouraged.
Yeah. Yeah, I remember back in the summer, in August, it seemed like we didn't get any rain up in Dallas. Into September. It seemed like all of September we didn't get any rain.
Well, you lived in the Dallas area for years now, haven't you?
Mm-hmm.
Is there snowfall?
Once or twice, usually. Just a little bit. Not a whole lot. If you go outside in the morning and it's cold but it doesn't feel bad, you know, it just feels kind of nice.
Cool.
Okay. I think that's it. You got anything you want to ask me?
Do what?
Anything you want to ask me? Okay.
I hope you enjoyed all this.
Oh, I